Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete, how you doing today? What's going on?
All right, so let me ask a quick question, which is the very easy sports radio show fodder. Then, what is your show's corporate stance on how old is too old for a man to wear a jersey?
I don't know that we have a corporate stance on that. I don't think there's any age that's too old. I'm not a jersey wearer myself. Dustin is.
Yeah, I wear jerseys.
But I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Why, it bothers you when adults wear jerseys?
It's a bad look. We've hammered out the rules over the years and said, if you're younger than the person whose jersey you're wearing, it is okay. If you're going with something a little bit off the beaten track, like an old school player, that's usually okay. Or if you're over like 70, then wear whatever you want. And if you're under the age of 15, then you should wear nothing but jerseys all the time.
Pete, if you had guns like me, you'd be wearing these tank tops too, man.
Dustin wears the cat.
Like, I'd wear whatever I want. I'd go extra medium, and I'd be just absolutely. That's a different animal. If you got that kind of look, you can wear whatever you want, and you're fine.
I'm kidding.
He wears the Cavs jerseys with no undershirt, in medium, and all the time.
Sun's out, guns out.
But I don't care. Absolutely. I don't think there needs to be rules. I don't. Who cares what people wear?
You don't want to be the guy who wears the concert tee to the concert. So it just don't be.
Well, that's bad.
I don't know. It's like, what are you supposed to do? And then the problem is also then if you're a woman wearing that jersey, then it looks fantastic though. That's just all good.
It depends on the woman though.
It's all right. It has a lot of flaws if needed.
There you go. All right, Pete. Now we know all your jersey. I mean, don't hang out with Pete and wear a jersey. He's going to rip you to death.
Apparently not. Yeah, I know. People are more militant than I am on this. So that was part of the negotiation to get to there.
Right. Hey, Pete, obviously the big news, you know, beyond the college football playoffs is that Urban Meyer retires this week. A lot of national – like here we all assume Baker – Dustin's convinced Urban's never going to coach again. I think in the moment he said he wasn't going to coach, that I think he believes that. I wouldn't bet against him ever coaching again because if he feels better, if maybe he has surgery and he's feeling better in a few years, who knows? But it seems like most of the national media are convinced he's definitely going to coach again.
Almost he's 54 years old. What else is he going to do?
But he's got, like, I feel like everybody's taking his health problems as like it's a joke and not serious. And it is very serious.
Well, of course they are, but why are they more serious now than when they were at Florida? I mean, I'm not dismissing them, but if he wasn't suspended for three games by the school to start the season, he's still the Ohio State head coach, probably. I'm not dismissing it in any way and saying that, of course, he's got health problems, and of course, he needs to recharge the batteries. I mean, we kind of dismiss the idea also that when you're coaching at that level, the intensity, full time, all the time, relentless, it never stops. And if you're at the level of Urban, where you're one of the all-time greats, you won 90% of your games at Ohio State, those type of guys, one, can't just shut it off and just stop coaching unless you're Bob Stoops, and he's just a different animal. And it takes a toll. It beats you up. It's so hard to do. So the other part of this puzzle is, I absolutely 100% think he's coaching again, but where? You know, it's not like he's just going to go jump off and take the Kansas or North Carolina jobs. You know, it's going to have to be Notre Dame. It's going to have to be USC. It's going to have to be Alabama if that opens up at some point. It would have to be something absolutely gigantic, and if he goes to the pros, it would have to be a Belichick-type deal because that guy is not going to be sitting there answering to, you know, John Dorsey or something and on player personnel decisions. So it's going to have to be a perfect timing situation like it was when he got the Ohio State gig.
Hey, Pete, I'm reading this article today that came out on the Pac-12 and in these emails. Have you heard much about this? Because it sounds like there's some shady stuff going on in, inside the Pac-12 with their officiating crews.
Yeah, it's the whole Pac-12 world is a little bizarre to begin with, and there's a lot of fighting. It's a lot of basketball stuff, a lot of football stuff. But it's been a bad look for the Pac-12 overall. I mean, there's this controversy. There's just the look and feel of that Pac-12 championship game, which was so boring. When you're one of the Power Five conference teams and your champion isn't even in the discussion when it comes to Saturday and Sundays of the championship season for the college football playoff, when you have five people in the stadium for your championship game, there's a whole lot of bad things going on at once, the TV deals, and now this. It's just, for Larry Scott, it's a rough time for the Pac-12 overall.
We're talking about Pete Fitek, College Football News. Let's get back to the Buckeyes here and Urban retiring, what that means. Ryan Day obviously is highly thought of, but do you think Ohio State erred in not doing an exhaustive search nationally?
Well, I don't get it. You know, and I'll say this for all these coaching jobs where they give these guys these mega deals, and I guess his deal isn't major comparatively for the Ohio State head coach. You could double that and be fine. But a five-year deal, I mean, he did a great job, but, like, you can get anybody. I mean, anybody short of, you know, the first name guys and one name basis guys, the Jimbos, you know, Dabos, the Knicks. I mean, you're not getting them just because of where they're at, but you can get anybody. You pick the school, you can get anybody else you want. You know, if you wanted Paul Chryst, you could go get Paul Chryst. You know, if you wanted, you know, again, pick the guy. If you had Lincoln Riley, it's not insane to, like, go after him. Like, your Ohio State, you can get anybody you want. And now you've locked in Ryan Day for a five-year contract. And I know that the party line is always, well, continuity and recruiting. Nobody cares about that. That has nothing to do with anything. And now you know exactly what's going to happen. When you go from a guy like Urban Meyer, who wins 12 games a year, every year, and has a 90% winning percentage, and to a guy who, let's say Ryan Day has a really good year, but goes 9-3 and loses to Michigan, you got to believe that there's going to be people who want to him out of there instantly if that happens next year. So, again, if you get a bigger name head coach and you have a search and you get the big guy who's got the big name, you can then let him have a little time to rebuild and redo what he wants in his image. With Ryan Day, if he's not 12-1 with a Big Ten championship next year, then, yeah, it didn't work.
You think that they would have kept Ryan Day? Let's say he loses to TCU. Does he have this job right now?
Probably not. I would guess that because things are so easy and it's just you go on to the next guy and the thing is seamless. And in a lot of ways, you know, I dog the hire, but it's actually about as perfect and clean as these things can get, because there is never a good time to lose your superstar all-timer of a head coach. It's never right. It's either going to be spring practice or recruiting or signing day or bowl season. It just never works out. So to do it like this, essentially what you're saying is business as usual, everything stays. Now, I know there's a couple of recruits who didn't, you know, decommitted or left or whatever. There's going to be more that are going to come in. But, yeah, it's about as – if you think Day is your guy, and, you know, you never know with these coaching jobs. I mean, sometimes the most perfect fits just aren't disastrously wrong, you know, and sometimes you just, you know, you go the other way. I remember thinking, gosh, you know, you're Oklahoma. You can do better than Bob Stoops. Like, you never know until a guy gets his hands into this gig. And, you know, maybe Day's the next superstar head coach. Let's see what you got here.
Hey, there's a report, well, at least a – I don't know if you call it a report. Chris Carter said he thinks that Jim Harbaugh may leave Michigan for the NFL. He said this on Fox Sports yesterday. Do you think that Harbaugh leaves Michigan?
At some point, yeah. I mean, you want to leave better than this, though. You know, you can't go out, because I'm sure the way he rolls, he's not going to go out until he at least beats Ohio State once, because he's got that competitive fire. He's going to have that on his shoulders. It's not about the money anymore. I mean, because now college jobs are paying as well as the NFL jobs. And, yeah, at some point I've always thought he was going to go off to the NFL, but this could be a really interesting time for the Big Ten. Urban's gone. It wouldn't be shocking if Jim Harbaugh left again for the NFL, and now you're talking about possibly Pat Fitzgerald at Green Bay. I mean, you can lose a lot of the big coaches really fast, and yet Jeff Brohm still sticks around until the Jacksonville Jaguars come calling.
We're talking about Pete Futek, College Football News. That would be interesting if all those guys did change places. Let's talk some college football playoff. Obviously, the Buckeyes won, but it didn't matter. They didn't even finish fifth. They finished behind Georgia.
Did it not matter, but as it turned out, your win over Michigan meant absolutely nothing. That, if you look at how this all played out, that blowout win over Michigan got them zero bump. The only reason they moved up a couple weeks ago is because other teams lost, and it got them no cachet, and winning the Big Ten now makes them a historic team to be the first team with 12 wins and a Power 5 championship to not make the college football playoff.
So did they get it wrong, or did they get it right?
There's no wrong or right answer on this one. It stinks. It's not fair. Georgia is absolutely one of the three best teams in the country. I think Ohio State could absolutely win the college football playoff national championship, but you can't leave out Notre Dame. I get it. You know, their schedule was good enough, and they went undefeated. Okay, you can't leave out Oklahoma. They avenged their one loss. They rolled through the rest of the schedule, 12-1 with a Power 5 conference championship. You can't really leave them out. So it stinks in that you can't include everybody, but it also stinks that you have double-digit underdogs in this thing, whereas if you put Georgia in against, let's say, Clemson, they're probably a 5-point underdog and would have made this tight. And it's crazy how this thing worked is that, you know, it would have been interesting to see if Ohio State just came out and just destroyed Northwestern like 52-3. As is, they blew them out, but they didn't come up with that one performance they had to have to make it a harder fight. And if Georgia takes Alabama to overtime, I kind of think they're in, but it still would have been close. And they're still just, and it would have been not right if Oklahoma's left out. I don't think Notre Dame's one of the four best teams, but it's not right to leave them out. It just, it stinks. It stinks that we have this unforced error.
At the 18 playoff. Pete, exactly. get an 18 playoff already.
And next week, we play, you get all five Power 5 champs in, the top group of five champion in, and the two wild cards, which this year would be Georgia and Notre Dame. And if you can't meet that criteria, you stink and you don't belong in the playoff. You play it next week on the home site of the higher seeded teams before the bowl games, and everybody is happy.
Pete Futek, College Football News, is with us. Pete, is Buckeyes -5 against the Huskies in the Rose Bowl a lock?
How is it not? And if not, that's a pretty big matzo ball hanging out there if Urban goes out there with a loss in this game, because, you know, for those people who love the stats, I mean, it's nice and clean that he has a 90% winning percentage. It goes down to 89% if he loses. He goes out a loser in a bowl game, a Rose Bowl against a mediocre team. It proves that, Ohio State, you didn't really deserve to be in the college football playoff. It's his first time in the Rose Bowl for Meyer. There's a whole lot of things out there that are kind of weighing on. And plus, Ohio State's just a whole lot better. But Washington's defense is the real deal. It has a way of kind of bogging things down. But I think Ohio State wins. That 5 isn't too much to ask for. So, I'd go with the Buckeyes.
How many points will Clemson beat Alabama in the national championship by?
We'll see. We're all kind of assuming it's going to be Clemson and Alabama.
No, I know.
And
I'm just kidding.
There's no... Well, no, but you're right, though. And what's weird about this is, one, there's no buzz for this. I mean, considering it's probably going to be the third time in 4 years that they play, and it's just like, it doesn't resonate on a national basis that you have these.
I know what there would be
programs.
Buzz for, Pete. I know what there would be buzz for from if UCF were playing Alabama in a round of eight game this week. I'd be excited about that.
You would be excited about that, and then you'd see the 53 win.
The best would be when Alabama won by 3, and you had to apologize to UCF.
Oh, yes, UCF. And you would think that UCF's totally going to beat LSU, and we're going to have to deal with this for another year. But to your point, the Orange Bowl is going to be fun. I mean, at the very least, but Oklahoma's offense is going to have a puncher's chance, and then Alabama's offense is going to put up like 700 yards against that defense, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I don't know how Notre Dame wins, and I don't know because they have to run to win. Clemson's NFL defensive front gives up fewer than 3 yards per carry. Unless Ian Book turns into Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden, which could happen, I don't know how Notre Dame gets this done. And then, yeah, Clemson versus Alabama, that's going to be fun. It's not a foregone conclusion anyway. This is Alabama's national championship.
Pete, I'm looking through the bowl games here right now, and what is the what's the worst bowl game we have? I was trying to find the worst matchup possible because we have so many bowl games. And listen, I'll watch them all. I know you will too, because we're just degenerates. But like,
there's got to be
yeah, absolutely. Have you broken these things down yet, or not yet?
Not fully to the point where I can say definitively that one looks a whole lot worse than anything else. At least if you're what you want in the bowl games is you want lots of scores. These are exhibitions, and it's becoming more apparent now than ever because of the playoffs that these are just extra fun games. Go ahead. You know, if you've got another job, go get it. If you're going to the NFL, go. So what you want are wild and crazy shootouts that are just going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm completely blanking here. TCU plays someone who's bad at offense. I cannot remember, but I remember seeing that game the other day and saying that's going to be like a 14-10 win a game one way or the other. But whoever TCU is playing, Cal, thank you. Cal does not score. TCU does not score. So it's going to be a close game, but for the average fan, if you want to sit through an exhibition bowl game that's going to be like a 13-6 game, that's going to be a tough watch for half of America.
I'm looking at BYU-Western Michigan, the Idaho Potato Bowl on the blue turf. That is just going to be an ugly game.
All right, the only reason why that game matters is you're going to have a BYU team that's going to try. And that's the other thing
that's true about these bowl games,
when you have the
– because gambling exists.
Of course, gambling exists. And you have the whenever you have the games where the one team just kind of doesn't show up, then all of a sudden it's like, ew, this is going to be bad. But when you have some of these lower bowl games are fun because you have teams that are going to care. BYU's going to care. Western Michigan's going to care. But you're right, that's going to be ugly. We know, you know, what do we know? We know Utah's going to win its bowl game because Utah always wins its bowl games. We know Northern Illinois is going to lose its bowl game because it always loses bowl game in icky, bad fashion. So there's a lot of bad out there. But, you know, like you said, it's a bowl game, strength in numbers. My rule on the bowls for the average fan is start watching, and if it's bad, get out. Just get out, go do something else.
Right.
It's okay. There'll be more bowl games later. But if you just kind of hang around, because once in a while, some of these, you know, New Mexico-type bowls are going to rise up and be pretty entertaining.
Pete, last thing real quick, because this guy's been asking me all day. Who's the next coach at Akron?
Urban Meyer. If you want a real challenge, go take on the Akron job and then see what you can
that would
do.
Be great.
Go do it then. But you know what? There's some interesting hires out there, though. This has been a weird coaching carousel season with some bad, dumb hires. But, for example, in the MAC, Central Michigan getting Jim McElwain is a pretty good get.
I know.
So if that's kind of the level that you're looking at, if you're Akron, all right, find the coach out there who's kind of bored. Look, what's Gene Chizik doing with his day? You know, find one of those guys out there who is a name who's going to be fired up. And Terry Bowden did a pretty decent job considering, you know, they got to a MAC championship game next year. But if you're the Akron head coach, if nothing else, find a guy who knows how to put 28 points on the board. You need offense at that program already.
Can they just go hire Vince Karras from Mount Union and just get him to Akron and just keep the pipeline going?
Hires like that don't resonate on a national scale, but I'm all for that. I'm all for giving the, you know, finding the guy, finding the next guy up, rather than either go full on old school coach, but don't go for a retread anywhere else. Go for the guy with the young ideas and who is looking for that shot. Because you never know when that next guy up is going to be that Chip Kelly or a Brian Kelly or someone who kind of fits and is that next who goes from being a little known guy with some innovative ideas to the next big thing.
All right, Pete, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Later, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.